Today we're going to be talking about the Miami Dolphins loss, but if you are a tank for Tua or just a tank fan for the Miami Dolphins, you would be happy that they lost today. It's against the Buffalo Bills, losing 31-21, an onside kick for a touchdown by Micah Hyde sealing the deal. The game has just ended. Eric, what are your thoughts?
That was probably the most entertaining, the most competitive game the Dolphins have played this season thus far. My initial reaction would probably be a few things. I think the coaching staff had their best game of the season. Down to the fake punt or the fake kick, deep in Bills territory in the third quarter. I know that drive didn't end with any points, but I think that was a really a strong decision by the coaching staff. I like to see the aggressiveness there. The defense was very good, despite Christian Wilkins going out very early on a ticky-tack ejection.
A very poor call.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely very, very subjective call there. Xavien Howard being out, surprisingly. You know, and I think Mark Walton is the running back. I think that he is very clearly the best back in the stable. That Buffalo defense is very good. And I think he had 14 carries for 66 yards, if I'm correct. So he definitely showed off some very good efficiency against a very good run defense. I was happy with that. If they can be that competitive, I'll be happy.
Yeah, I think overall, I came in with the same opinion as you. I know that we were texting during the game and talking afterwards. That Walton is for sure the best back on this team. I mentioned to you that I don't understand why Kenyon Drake is still getting touches, and then you quickly reminded me that they're trying to get his trade value up, although he has probably gotten his trade value all the way down as of late. Last week wasn't so great for him on that side, and then this week as well, it seemed like whenever he got the ball, it was like a game of one or a drop, or it just wasn't a good game. One of the things you mentioned, that fake kick that turned into a run by Matt Hawk. Great play, great design. Honestly, love to see it. They get the first down. They're within, I believe, the 2-yard line, and then we get an interception thrown by Ryan Fitzpatrick, forced on towards that sideline to Isaiah Ford. I mentioned to you that I think that it was a killer for the Dolphins team, and that was a momentum taken away, and that was pretty much the game in my head. Do you think that was a momentum shifter both for the defense, for the Dolphins, and the offense?
Oh, 100%. I mean, you look at that drive was nearly a 10-minute long drive. The offense at that point, they have to be gassed. For them to just not come away with any points is really deflating. As it pertains to the defense, I'm not sure how much it affected the defense. I mean, I'm sure they would have loved to see themselves go up by 2 scores in that situation. But the defense was looking at a Buffalo team deep in their own territory. The defense had plenty of rest because it was a very long drive. I think definitely affected the offense a lot more than the defense in terms of...
Right, and I can understand that. I think I would argue that you do affect the defense a little bit. But overall, it was a good game. It was a competitive game. But we move on to next week. They play on Monday Night Football. It'll probably be one of the least watched Monday Night Football games, unless you want to watch two bad teams go against each other, although the Steelers have gotten a little bit better. It'll be a Minka Fitzpatrick revenge game as well. Monday Night Football, Dolphins, Steelers, who do you think takes that game?
I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. I would take the Steelers, and I would take them pretty comfortably in that one. That defense in Pittsburgh is very good. They beat a Chargers team on the road last week that, admittedly, the Chargers just... I feel so bad because they don't have a home stadium. So it was really a neutral site game for the Steelers. They beat them like a drum, and I think they're going to do the same to the Dolphins.
Yeah, I'd have to agree there. I think the Dolphins are going to get a pretty big beating, but they were 17-point underdogs today against the Bills, and they kept it competitive. But if you guys want more of us, you can go to the Pro Football Network and search up the podcast section and go to the Any Given Friday podcast, which releases every single Friday, or special episodes if we need to bring them up. As far as for us, this has been it. And thank you for listening. This has been Kai Chen Chisholm from SFMN.